I think one of the lessons we may have to learn from this sort of intervention in post-conflict societies is that legal justice is not sufficient. It is absolutely necessary, but it's not sufficient. You need to hold to account the people who were involved in the atrocities. But beyond that, you also need to look at, for instance, the plight of the victims. We are absolutely helpless in this court here in dealing with the plight of victims, except insofar as they are witnesses. If they are witnesses, we provide a little bit of welfare for them, you know, and they go back. If it's a victim of sexual violence who is now HIV positive as a result of it, what do? We provide some medication for them, and then we let them go back. When we close down, what will happen to them? I mean, if the international community is going to intervene in these post-conflict situations, they have to then move on a broad front, I think. You need to have a legal justice program. You need to have a program for dealing with the welfare of the victims. You also then need to intervene in the society to try and create an environment where you could then have good governance and respect for human rights as a way of sort of preventing, as a preventive, potential preventive measure for a recurrence of this sort of tragedy. So I think it would be wrong for us to just do legal justice and go away. It's not enough. It is absolutely necessary, as I said, but it's not enough.